You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, the latest on the status of rupee. The rupee recovered 8 paise to settle at 79.91 against the US currency on Friday, tracking heavy buying in domestic equities and weakness in the greenback overseas. Besides, fresh foreign capital inflows also supported the local unit, forex dealers said. At the interbank foreign exchange market, the local currency opened at 79.95 and witnessed an intraday high of 79.82 and a low of 79.96 against the US dollar in the day trade. Meanwhile, domestic headline indices opened with gains on Friday but traded volatile during the day as bulls and bears engaged in a tug of war. At close, S&P BSE Sensex was up 344 points or 0.65% at 53,760, while NSE Nifty 50 ended at 16,049, up 0.69%. Bank Nifty ended 0.09% higher, while India VIX fell 4% to settle at 17.6%. Hindustan Unilever was the top gaining stock on Sensex, up 2.86%, followed by Titan and Maruti Suzuki India. Tata Steel, Power Grid and HCL Tech were the laggards. Now some overseas update. China's economy contracted in the 3 months ending in June compared with the previous quarter after Shanghai and other cities were shut down to fight coronavirus outbreaks. But the government said a stable recovery is underway after businesses reopened. The world's second largest economy shrank by 2.6% compared with the January-March period's already weak quarter-on-quarter rate of 1.4%. Official data showed Friday. Compared with a year earlier, which can hide recent fluctuations, growth slid to a weak 0.4% from the earlier quarter's 4.8%. Antivirus controls shut down Shanghai, site of the world's busiest port, and other industrial centers starting in late March, fueling concerns global trade and manufacturing might be disrupted. Millions of families were confined to their homes, depressing consumer spending. Moving on to another Indian neighbor, there is tacit coordination that the international community will not let cash-strapped Pakistan as long as it stays on course to become Sri Lanka, a media report said on Friday, days after Islamabad signed a preliminary agreement with the IMF for the release of $1.17 billion loan tranche that had been on hold since earlier this year. The International Monetary Fund on Thursday confirmed that an agreement was reached with Pakistan, which is facing a serious economic crisis since last 1 year, to restore a stall loan program and also increased its size from $6 billion to $7 billion. The revival of the IMF's bailout is likely to help the government overcome the economic crisis, as the release of installment of loans from the fund will encourage other international financial institutions to engage with Pakistan. In other news, the IMF on Friday said that it is deeply concerned about the current crisis in Sri Lanka and hopes for a resolution of the current situation to resume talks as soon as possible on a bailout package for the island nation. Sri Lanka is going through a deepening political and economic crisis. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has resigned and Parliament Speaker Mahindra Yapa Abeyvardhanan officially announced on Friday after a week of dramatic developments and massive protests against the government for mishandling the economy that has bankrupted the country. Sri Lanka is going through the worst economic crisis since its independence from Britain in 1948 and needs to obtain at least $4 billion to tide over the acute shortage in foreign exchange reserves. Back home, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday asked World Trade Organization to allow India to export food grains from its public stock holding to nations which are facing food crisis. She was speaking at a seminar on strengthening global collaboration for tackling food security on sidelines of the third G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Bali, Indonesia. As per WTO norms, countries are not allowed to export food grains from their public stock holdings as they are procured at subsidized rates. She said that India can help in reducing hunger or food insecurity, but there is a hesitation on the part of WTO. Many countries in the world are currently facing food shortage due to ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. A group of about 70 to 80 countries led by Singapore is pushing member countries of the WTO to accept binding commitments of not extending export restrictions on the food grains procured under the United Nations World Food Programme. Now some good news for job seekers. After witnessing a steep fall in employment rate in June 2022, economic think tank Center for Monitoring Indian Economy has estimated that the trend has been reversing in the current month. In the last 3 days of the month since July 12, the unemployment rate has been decreasing gradually at 7.29% on July 14, 7.46% on July 13, and 7.33% on July 12. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.